感谢主耶稣的带领，我们今天的下午有一连三节的课程。
We thank God for His guidance for this special topic that we have today with three class sessions.
那我们的第一节课，我们是一个崇拜的聚会，我们会多一点在圣经的真理上面来做学习。
The first session will be a worship service, and it will be based on a lot of biblical concepts.
那第二节课呢，我们会介绍一下我们的弟兄跟我们的姐妹，我们在大脑上面的不同是什么？为什么我们结合进入婚姻之后？我们遇到的一些问题，我们会做讨论。
The second class, we will discuss the neurological differences between brothers and sisters, and we will have a discussion.
第三节课我们会谈到婚姻对我们的下一代所带来的影响。
The third class, we will discussing the impact of marriage on the next generation.
所以我们大家心里有一个预备，我们就知道怎么样利用这三个小时的时间在耶稣的面前，我们一起来做学习。
And this way we can prepare for these three sessions so that we can learn together.
我这样放眼看去，我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹，我觉得你们都非常的有资格站在这边跟我们谈有关婚姻的道理。
As I look around, I think all of the brothers and sisters have the requirements to stand here and talk about marriage.
我曾经在一个婚礼的那个场合里面访问过一对结婚六十年的夫妻。
During a wedding, I was able to inquire of a couple that had been married for 60 years.
因为在婚礼的场面，大家都是非常的高兴。
And because in the event of a marriage, everyone's always very happy.
可是我很想学习的是，为什么婚姻可以走过六十年，还坐在同一个桌子上？
What I wanted to learn is how they could stay within the marriage for 60 years and still sit at the same table.
我就先问阿嬷。
I first asked the grandma.
我就说阿嬷，为什么可以走过六十年？
I said, Grandma, how could you walk through these 60 years of marriage?
阿嬷就说，就不要理他就好了。
And grandma said, just don't pay attention to him.
Oh, okay. So 我就问阿公。
Then I asked the grandpa.
阿公，怎么样走过六十年？
Grandpa, how did you make it through these 60 years?
就也不要理他。
And he also said, well, I just don't pay attention to her.
我真的是得到人生很重要宝贵的道理。
I received such important lessons.
就是在婚姻这段路上，如果你走过六十年，最重要的那个精华原来是不要理他。
And the key to the success of walking through 60 years of marriage is to just not pay attention to your spouse.
对，因为越理他，你问题越多。
Because the more you pay attention to them, then the greater your problems.
越理他，头越痛。
And then the more you pay attention to him or her, then the more headaches you will have.
在圣经上面，我就去找寻这样宝贵的真理记录在哪里。
I went to the Bible and tried to see if there was any support for this very valuable advice.
我就发现说跟你们一样哈，我们学到的圣经，耶稣说这个婚姻是在比喻我们跟他的关系。
I discovered what you may have discovered as well, which is that marriage represents also the relationship between us and Christ.
我就发现真的很难了。
And I found this to be quite challenging.
因为如果耶稣说婚姻是在指他跟我们的关系。
Because if the Lord Jesus is talking about marriage as an analogy to our relationship to Him,
那阿公阿嬷给我们宝贵的真理是不要理他。
And the advice that we receive from grandpa and grandma is to just not pay attention to the other person.
我就在想，这怎么样可以放在一起呢？
I thought, how do we reconcile these two concepts?
因为我们不能否认阿公阿嬷走过六十年不要理他黄金的道理。
Because we cannot neglect this golden advice from the grandparents saying that because of their experience over 60 years.
我后来访问过结婚十年的夫妻，十年而已。
Then I surveyed those who had only been married for 10 years.
发现竟然也是不要理他。
I discovered that their advice was also just don't pay attention to him or her.
所以我不知道我们现在坐在一起是为了什么。
So I'm not really sure why we're sitting here together.
很多人都开始不理对方了。
Because a lot of people nowadays just don't pay attention to one another.
就只变成三句话。
There's only three words.
对，三个句子。
Three phrases.
如果哈，我不知道你们走到第几年了。
I don't know at what year of your marriage you're at.
我看到的啦哈，我看到的也很少，但是我看到跟你们讲一下，有三句话。
From my own observations, I have found three phrases.
还蛮重要的、哦。
Which are very important.
吃啦。
Eat.
睡啦。
Sleep.
走了啦。
Let's go.
就三句。
These are the three key phrases.
维持婚姻。
This is what connects and holds fast to the marriage.
如果我们现在很多年轻人对婚姻真的觉得好甜蜜好甜蜜真的很好。
If we have young people among us who think that marriage is very sweet, that's great.
阿公阿嬷教我们走到一步最剩下这三句话。
Our grandparents teach us that when we reach a certain stage, these are the three phrases that are left.
所以我们有时候也可以观察我们周遭的婚姻。
We could also observe those marriages around us.
如果就剩下这三句话的时候。
When all that is left between spouses are just these three phrases.
请我们不用惊讶。
Then we should not be surprised.
因为好像这就是一个后来会看见的事情。
Because it seems that this is the result of such a situation.
啊，那我就想到，如果耶稣今天跟我们的关系变成这样，他就是觉得啊，不要理你了啦。
I thought if our relationship with Christ became the same way, which is I just don't pay attention to you.
我们就会觉得，哎呀，我有一点可怜，因为耶稣没有爱我。
Then we would feel that we are pitiful because the Lord doesn't love us.
所以我们才有一个机会，我们再利用一点点的时间一起来学习。从圣经真理上面，主耶稣其实想要告诉我们的事情。
Now we have this opportunity to learn together what the Lord Jesus is telling us through the Bible.
那原来这些事情呢，在今天的科学家都慢慢慢慢用科学的方式帮我们做了证明。
Now we see that there is much scientific support in this matter.
我们才会更珍惜、更肯定耶稣基督在真理上面的教导，原来是非常的准确。而且是为我们而好的。
Because of the scientific evidence, we know that what the Lord has taught us is actually quite accurate, and it is beneficial to us.
我们请看一段圣经。
Let us refer to a biblical passage.
在诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm 16.
旧约圣经的诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇第十六篇的第二节。
Psalm 16, verse 2.
这边是大卫所写的一段诗。
This is a psalm of King David.
在第二节他说，你就是我的主，我的好处不会在你的外面。
In verse 2, he writes, You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
他说我的好处不会在这个主的以外的地方。
He says that there is no goodness apart from you, which is the Lord.
所以今天如果你觉得在婚姻当中你尝到了甜美的好处，
Today, if we feel that we have tasted the sweetness within our marriage,
它不是在主的外面，而是在主的里面。
The sweetness is not outside of the Lord, but within the Lord.
因为这个婚姻是神在一开始自己亲自设立的。
The reason for this experience is because it is God Himself who established this marriage at the beginning.
神设立的几件事情，我们印象比较深刻的一个就是他亲自示范，怎么样献祭给他这件事。
There are several things that God established for us. The first one of which is how to sacrifice.
他特别的指示怎么样的尺寸，怎么样的方法来对他做出献祭。
God directed us the measurements and the processes to offer up sacrifices.
那一直衍生到今天我们对他的崇拜。
This relates to us today in regards to worship.
所以我们在崇拜这件事情上其实很尊重神，很按照神的旨意在做。
In our worship, we also do according to the will of God.
你就可以看见我们的教会不断的发展，这是耶稣的身体不断的扩张。
Then we will see the development of the church and the growth of the body of Christ.
可是另外一件事情其实也是神亲自设立的，就是婚姻。
But the second item that God Himself established is marriage.
但我们现在在婚姻上面努力的这个力量，仿佛没有对崇拜这件事情的这个比例是比较相等的，比较不够。
However, we see that the effort we place into marriage is not comparable to that which we place on worship.
因为它牵扯到的不是你一个人的问题。
Because it doesn't just involve one individual.
婚姻牵扯到是对方。
Marriage involves the other person.
难就难在这边。
And this is the challenge.
那这个困难，圣经先告诉了我们，我们的这个好处不会在耶稣的外面。
Regarding this difficulty, we find that the Bible tells us this goodness will not be found apart from the Lord.
所以今天重新要看到婚姻里面带来的好处，要回到主的里面再来看见。
Therefore, if we want to find the benefits within marriage, we must return to the Bible.
所以我们先聊第一段，就是我们谈一谈圣经的真理怎么教我们的。
Now we will first explain how the Bible teaches us.
那么到了第四节。
In verse 4.
大卫又告诉我们说，如果我们用别的来代替神的，那么我们的愁苦就会增加。
The Bible, David tells us that if we look for those things apart from God, then our sufferings will be multiplied.
这个很重要，是因为他告诉我们，我们用别的东西来取代了神。
This tells us that we may use other things to try to replace God.
好，那现在进入到婚姻的时候，要进入到耶稣的里面。
When we are discussing marriage, we must come within the presence of God.
我们也都同意婚姻是一件很大的挑战。
We agree that marriage is a very difficult challenge.
所以如果我们现在用别的东西来取代在主里面的事情。
And if we use other things to replace those things within the Lord.
他说我们的愁苦自己就会增加了。
Then he tells us here that our sorrows shall be multiplied.
反过来讲，当我们今天看见在我的婚姻当中其实是一个愁苦的事情。
In other words, if we see that within our marriage, all we find is sorrow.
我们可能要先想到这节圣经是我们是不是用别的东西在取代了神。
Then we can think back to this verse and ask ourselves, have we used other things to replace God?
至于我们用了什么其他的东西呢？
What are some other things that we have used as replacements?
我们在下午的第二节、第三节可以来讨论。
We can discuss this in more detail in our second and third class sessions.
但是首先的第一点，我们要去思想的是说。我们是不是用别的东西取代了神？
The first step is we must analyze whether we have used other items to replace God.
那这些别的东西对我们每个人的意义就不一样，也是不尽相同的东西。
These things may be particular to each person.
只要我们现在觉得我们是愁苦的，
As long as we feel that these have brought us sorrow.
我们觉得在婚姻当中是非常困难。
When we feel that our marriage is very difficult,
我们可能要先提醒自己，我有没有用别的东西取代神？
Then we must ask ourselves whether we have replaced God with other things.
神的道理其实很清楚。
God's word is very clear.
但是神的道理有时候真的很严格。
But God's word can also be very strict.
因为他很清楚，只有讲说不要用别的东西取代我。
He tells us very clearly, do not replace me with other things.
可是人本身的天性就是会想办法来说服对方，为什么我今天这样做。
However, it is human nature to try to justify to another person why we have done this today.
因为我们要有一个理由来支持我们之所以这样做，我们才能够得到对方的明白。
We want to give ourselves an excuse that we had to do this so that the other person could understand us.
我们也同样这样子在跟神说话。
And we say the same things to God.
我们会告诉神说，这个配偶，我觉得我不能沟通。
We say to God, God, I don't think I can communicate with my spouse.
神，我觉得我现在真的很忙碌。
And I feel, God, that I am quite busy.
神，你可以看见我的经济有压力。
God, you see that I have financial pressures upon me.
我们有很多的理由支持我们今天做这样的事情。
We have many excuses that serve as support for us to do this today.
神其实都懂。
God understands.
可是神要我们不要用别的东西取代他。
God wants us not to replace him with other things.
他是什么呢？就指着他所说的话。
He doesn't want us to replace the words he has given us.
他自己设立这个婚姻的时候，就告诉了我们一件事情。
When he established marriage, he told us one thing.
他要这两个人成为一。
He wants these two to become one.
到了新约的时候，保罗更清楚地讲到，这个一就指着教会跟基督。
In the New Testament, Paul clarifies that this one refers to the church and Christ.
到了新约之后，我们才更明白，原来他是指着新郎要迎娶我们每一个人这些新妇的一个一的过程。
In the New Testament, we learn that this is the process of the groom bringing the bride to himself and become one.
但是因为我们有很多的理由，
But because we have many excuses,
所以我们可以很会崇拜神。
Then we may be very able in worshiping God.
但是在婚姻的当中，我们因为理由告诉神说我做不到。
But in our marriages, we may find excuses that we cannot accomplish what God expects of us.
有时候我们会愁苦了。
Sometimes we will find sorrow.
第一点，我们谈婚姻就是一个挑战。
First, we must discuss that Marriage is a challenge.
婚姻的挑战不是因为一个关系而已。
The challenge of marriage lies not only in that it is a relationship.
现在很多人说它是一个 commitment， 就是一个合约，一个承认你跟我的这个关系的这件事情。
Nowadays, people call marriage a commitment.
那这个关系它不是指着我们两个在那一天结婚的关系以后的关系而已。
But this relationship of marriage is not only a commitment from the day you get married, and afterwards.
我要分享的另外一个角度，婚姻其实是一个地方。
I'd like to share another perspective, which is that marriage is a location.
一个设计过的一个场所。
Marriage is a place that has been designed.
它好像一个 setting 一样，就是帮我们 set 在这里一个地方。
Marriage is a setting.
所以你要想它。有一点点像是一间房子。
You can think of it as being a house.
再缩小一点点，它有一点像是一个房间。
You can even think of marriage as a room.
好，这个房间是一个 setting， 一个地方。
This room is a setting.
我们把这个地方叫做婚姻。
Let us call this room, which is a setting, which is marriage.
所有的活动，所有的说话动作，都是在这个地方里面出现。
All of our actions and words will take place within this room.
它难在哪里呢？
Where is the difficulty?
你不论走到房间的每一个角落，
at every corner that you walk to within this room,
对方都看得见。
That person can see you.
你躲到衣柜里面去，
even if you hide within the closet,
对方也在那个里面。
That person, your spouse, is also in there.
你躲到厕所里面，
if you hide within the bathroom,
他也在那个里面。
Your spouse is there as well.
婚姻的难就难在这里。
This is the difficulty of marriage.
他没有地方让你躲藏。
There is no place where you can hide.
比如说，你可以进到这个会堂的时候。
For example, when you come within this chapel.
你打扮得很漂亮。
And you are all dolled up.
非常的有礼貌。
And you're very polite.
先不要管你刚刚发生什么事。
It doesn't really matter what just happened.
你知道怎么样呈现你自己在这个地方，对吧？
You know how to behave yourself within this venue.
你应该比较少会进到这里还大吼大叫的，对不对？
It is very rare that you will come within the chapel still screaming and kicking.
所以会很礼貌的，很有修养的跟大家打招呼，对吗？
You will come in very politely and greet one another.
离开这个门之后，
when you leave this venue,
进到汽车之后，
and you get into your car,
比较小了那个空间，
the space has shrunk.
然后那个空间里面有对方，
in that space is your spouse.
然后这台车又回到你家，
this car is returning to your home.
他没有走哦，
he hasn't left.
你进房间，他也进房间。
When you go into your room, your spouse also follows.
你穿得多漂亮都没用。
It doesn't matter how good you look.
你上来的时候，你的声音就变大声了，对吧？
And as soon as you speak, you start shouting.
那谁看到？
Who has seen this?
对方看见。
It is your spouse who has seen you.
所以他没有地方躲的。
There is no place to hide within a marriage.
他不是你化好妆之后，他就不认识你的。
It is not that your spouse will not recognize you once you put makeup on.
Oh, 我碰过一个连说梦话都会吵架的哦。
I actually met a couple that they would argue even in their sleep.
哇，我要你死！哇，要你好看！哇，很恐怖哎。
And they would just argue during their sleep.
所以你就看到说，婚姻它其实是一个地方，一个 setting.
Therefore, the marriage can be considered a setting.
我们从这个角度进来，是为了要让我们去联想到另外一个人。
We come to this through this perspective because we're considering another person.
你们很聪明哦，已经想得到了。
And you're very smart. You've already thought of it.
在谁的前面，你没有地方可以躲。
Who is the other being that you can't hide from?
神。
God.
所以你的配偶是派来做什么的？
Therefore, what was your spouse sent here to do?
来监督你的。
It is to supervise you.
很痛。
This is very painful.
因为他凭什么监督我？
Because how can he? What qualifications does he have to supervise you?
凭什么是他？
And how is it this person?
对，长得跟猪头一样。
He doesn't look so good.
对，你凭什么？
Then how can you judge me?
你看哦，问题就出来喽。
This is the problem.
我们跟神的关系，我们都啊好谦卑哦，就是神啊，你无所不在，无所不看，无所不什么不。
With God, we are very humble because He is omnipresent, omnipotent.
Yeah, 就你都看得见，你什么我不能够躲藏你哦。
Oh, I can't hide from you, God.
好，那神就很喜爱我们喽。
That is why God loves us very much.
就给我们结婚。
He lets us get married.
为什么
？Why?
他要你练看看。
And
练习看看。
Try practice.
因为你这么的爱我。
If you love me so much,
你这么的知道谦卑,
and you know so well how to be humble,
好, 现在给你一个人,
I'll give you a person
在这个房间里面,
within this setting.
很难哦,
this is so difficult.
它不是只有关系,
it is not just a relationship.
为什么我说不是只有关系呢?
Why do I say that marriage is not just a relationship?
因为你可以去书店找到好多有关于关系的书籍，怎么增进你的关系。
Because you can go to a bookstore and find many books that tell you how to improve your relationship.
怎么样沟通让你的先生让你的太太得到满足。
Books about how to communicate so that your husband or wife will feel satisfied.
其实不错。
That's not bad.
如果那些方法都有用的话，
If all of those methods were effective,
你会看见今天的婚姻是好的。
You would find that most marriages today would be good.
所以可见还有一些东西没有讲到。
But there must be some other topics that have not been discussed.
我们就要回到耶稣的真理里面。
That is why we must return to the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
真的很难啊。
It's very difficult.
因为在这个房间。
Because within this room,
你没有地方可以躲。
You have no place to hide.
那个就好像回到伊甸园的情况里面。
This is in some ways like returning to the Garden of Eden.
他说他们两个对看的时候啊，
It says that when they saw each other,
他说他们两个没有不会觉得不好意思。
They would not feel embarrassed.
因为他说他们没有穿衣服。
Even though they were naked,
不会不好意思哦。
They would not feel embarrassed.
就你看到什么时候开始不好意思？
When do we see that they feel self-conscious?
就是下一段。
That's during the next stage.
他不是就拿什么树叶啊，
they took leaves to cover themselves.
就觉得不好意思了。
That's when they became embarrassed and self-conscious.
为什么？眼睛开了。
Why were they embarrassed? Because their eyes were opened.
聪明了。
They became intelligent.
他们没有听神的了。
They had no longer listened to God.
因为他们离开了。
Because they departed from him.
他们用别的东西取代神了。
They used other things to replace God.
所以开始不好意思。
This is why they were ashamed.
从那个时候开始没有办法再对看。
From that time on, they could not look upon each other.
所以最后就剩那三句话。
And because they could no longer look at each other, all those three phrases were left.
知道吗？因为不能，没有东西可以讲。
It is because we have nothing else to talk about.
可是现在如果你真的只剩下那三句，请你原谅我，我不是在讲你。
But if you're at the stage where you only have these three phrases left, please forgive me because I'm not actually speaking about you.
因为我们要讲的是说，在这个房间的 setting 里面，它让我们没有地方可以躲藏。
What I'm pointing out is that within this setting, which is your marriage, there is no place to hide.
所以全世界除了神之外，
Therefore, in the whole world, aside from God Himself,
最认识你的人是你的配偶。
The person who knows you best is your spouse.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
我有一次跟一对夫妻谈话。
Once I was chatting with a pair of spouses.
那么我就说，先生，这位先生，弟兄啦，我就说，某某人，我觉得真的你的个性非常的好耶。
I said to the husband, brother, you have a very good character.
因为我觉得，我要学习你。我发现你在教会，跟人家对话什么，好温柔，我要学习，因为我很不温柔。温柔，我要跟你学习。
I said to the brother, I need to learn from you because I see you in a church and you are so gentle when you communicate with others.
弟兄就说，感谢主，感谢主。
The brother said, thank God, thank God.
你就忽然间觉得后面有一股力量。
Suddenly you felt this force.
从鼻孔出来。
That came from someone's nostrils.
就是一直的这样，我不会学啦哈。
And it was like sign.
那个太太，那个太太。
Oh, it was a wife sign.
对，就意思就是一定温柔。
And her meaning was that she didn't actually believe he was being gentle.
那因为我有感觉那股热气。
But because I felt the heat of her sign.
所以我就转过来说，怎么样？你有什么要补充吗
？I turned over to her and asked the wife, sister, do you have anything you want to supplement?
我是不会学你们想象那个画面，就是这样。温柔，哈哈哈，这样。
And all the sister said to me is gentle, and she laughed.
我觉得对吗？因为那哈哈，我就说对不对？他真的很温柔，对不对
？And I said to her, he is really quite gentle, isn't he?
笑得更大声。
And she laughed even louder.
然后就说你问他喽。
Then the sister said, we'll ask him.
他刚才跟我感谢主了嘛
？Didn't he just say thank God to me?
对啊，我就说 对不对？很感谢主。
I said, aren't you thankful to God?
先生就说啊，不要了，我们不要讲这个了。
The husband said, let's not talk about this anymore.
哦，原来很凶。
But I discovered he was actually quite fierce.
在家会敲桌子的。
At home, he would smack the table.
对，哦，smack，对，他在家会推东西的。我用的字都比较 gentle 哈，会推东西。
At home, he would push things around.
哦，push push，就是他的温柔是这样哦，在我们的面前。
So he was only gentle before us.
另外，我又看到一对夫妻。
I saw another couple.
我说，爸爸，爸爸。你真的是模范爸爸。
And I said to the father, "You are a great example of a parent."
我每次在教会看到你跟你的孩子这样玩哦，你真的要到前面来教我们 parenting.
Every time I see you play with your kids, I just feel that you should come and teach us how to do parenting.
哦，很有爱心哎。
You have so much love.
跟那个孩子这样玩玩玩。
And you play with the children.
就也是一样，有一股热气。
The same time, I felt this force.
玩，哈哈哈，这样子。
Playful.And then she laughed.
原来他回家从来不动的。
I discovered that when this brother goes home, he actually doesn't do anything.
所以全世界除了神以外，最认识你的人是你的配偶。
Therefore, in the whole wide world, aside from God, only your spouse knows you truly.
所以我现在学聪明了。
And I learned from this.
我如果想要认识你。
If I want to know you,
我一定去 interview 你的 wife.
Then I go and interview your wife.
我如果想要认识你，
If I want to get to know a sister,
一定找你的老公来谈话。
Then I will go and interview your husband.
我就会真正看到 picture.
This is how I know the whole picture.
我以前刚出来工作的时候，傻傻的，我都是相信你们说的话。
When I first started working, I wasn't very smart, and I just believed whatever you said.
被骗了十年。
I was deceived for 10 years.
然后各说各的话。
And each side would say their own set of words.
所以你就发现婚姻难啊，难在这里。
And you will find that this is the difficulty of marriage.
我们现在都还没有任何的 solution. 我们就是告诉大家啊，难啊。
Right now we don't yet discuss any solutions, only that it is very problematic.
于是乎，我们教会的训练出来的爸爸妈妈就开始勇敢的往前走了。
Then when we see the dads and moms that are trained within the church, they walk very courageously.
发展人生的第二个春天。
They have the second spring.
去了哪里？
Where do they go?
全部来到教会做圣工。
They all come to church to do holy work.
好热心。
They're so devoted.
因为剩下的都不重要了。
Because everything else is no longer important.
我要爱主。
I want to love God.
爱那个人不值得，不如爱主。
I don't think it's worthwhile to love that guy or that girl, so I will just love God.
过中年之后，对教会非常热心的，很多。
This is why we find many people who are very devoted after middle age.
全部投入福音事工。
They are committed to evangelical holy work.
叫人家信耶稣啊，信啊，信啊，信啊。
They're preaching to people and telling them to come to believe.
真的也很棒哎，教会就成长。
This is also very good because the church grows.
但是他只要回到家。
But then when this person returns home,
吃啦
eat.
睡啦
Sleep.
走了啦
Let's go.
就这样子
That's all.
哦，出来就哦，热心啊。
But then when they come to church, they are so devoted.
所以你要提醒自己哦，你要问自己，这是不是耶稣最后要你的东西？
We must ask ourselves, this is what the Lord truly wants.
因为人生不是只有这样。
Because this is not what life is all about.
我们在上半年的时候，在其他的教会谈到，我们开始教死亡的问题。
During the first part of this year, we were discussing the topic of death in many churches.
哇，最后你要面对死亡的时候。
When you have to encounter death.
你可知道耶稣要的不是只有你现在的样子。
We know that the Lord doesn't just want who we are today.
那难就难在这了。
This is a difficulty.
神让我们让自己的方法不断的在我们现在还活着的时候，按照自己的意思一直的活着。
While we are alive, we live according to our own will.
可是当有一天我们要见到神的时
候 But one day when we must come face to face with the Lord
那个 moment 其实就是按照圣经说他要迎娶我们的时候哦
According to the Bible, that will be the time when he will come and take us
那这个迎娶跟现在的迎娶的婚姻其实是要连在一起的
We must connect these two relationships together
它不是一个 gap 然后跳过去就迎娶了
There's no gap between now and when there's that union.
比如说现在我们得到圣灵。
For example, if we receive the Holy Spirit today,
我们说因为圣灵将来要 transform 我们，帮助我们进入到神的国度里，变成灵体。
We know that the Holy Spirit will transform us so that we can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以它是一个持续的动作。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is a process.
那现在他说，神说，这个婚姻是我跟你的关系。
Now, when the Lord says marriage is a relationship between myself and you.
那现在在这个世界上，如果只剩下嫁了、困了、睡了、走了。
If in this world all that is left within a marriage is eat, sleep, and let's go.
那他现在要迎娶你哦。
And then he is to unite with you.
我猜哦，那个 gap 跳不过去。
I believe that we won't be able to jump across that gap.
所以神其实要我们在婚姻里面这么多的日子里面，他让我们去一直的往这个方向走，是为了去更认识他。
This is the reason why God allows us to walk in the path of marriage, which is to get to know Him better.
反过来讲
，In other words,
今天如果我觉得我很认识神
，Today if I think that I really know God,
你知道你会彰显在婚姻里面
，Then you will manifest that within your marriage.
所以要这样去想
，This is the perspective we should have.
它是两个方向的。
There are two perspectives.
不是说我热心爱主。
We can't just say I am very fervent towards God.
我们家那个猪头我不理他。
But I'm not going to pay attention to that person.
但是因为耶稣会迎娶我。
But because God, Jesus is going to accept me.
这个好像圣经没有写哦。
This may not be written in the Bible.
对，你可能自己发明一个新的圣经。那现在就是说，我们要去回想，就是说我今天之所以认识耶稣。
What we must think of today is I want to know God.
或是我说我自己，我已经认识耶稣。
Or I may say I already know the Lord Jesus.
那就要看你的婚姻是什么。
Then we must turn back and look upon our marriage.
难就难在这。
This is the difficulty.
你没有办法骗神。
We can't deceive God.
因为他是没有地方可以躲的。
Because there is no place to hide.
那在世界上，他就让我们练习有一个地方不能躲。
In the world, he lets us train.In a venue where we cannot hide.
就是婚姻。
And this training ground is our marriage.
没有地方可以躲。
There is no place to hide here.
然后他又叫你变成一。
Moreover, he tells us that we are to become one.
更难，对不对？
This is even more challenging.
明明就两颗头。
You have two heads.
他说要变成一。
They must become one.
这个你看有多难。
How difficult must this be?
弟兄姐妹，你们都很聪明。
Brothers and sisters, you are very intelligent.
帮我算一算看说，今天我们在讲世界上的工作的时候，我们要花多少的时间受教育，几年的时间受教育，我们觉得才可以去找一份工作。
Let's calculate how many years do we need of education in order to go and find a job.
你们特别在美国应该很清楚咯。
Especially in the US, you must have a very clear idea.
因为他都会把那个什么工作的条件列出来给我们看，如果我们要去找的时候，对吧？
Because here in the US, there will be statistics on employment.
那比如说现在你为什么叫孩子去学校上学？
Why do we tell children today to go to school?
你为什么叫他受教育？
Why do we tell them to get an education?
为了什么？
What is it for?
如果有一天你的孩子问你说，为什么我要上学？
If one day our children ask us, why do we need to go to school?
你怎么回答他？
What is our answer?
有一些爸爸妈妈就说，因为以后要找一个好工作。
Some parents will say, because you need to get a good job afterwards.
那我们的孩子就说，我不需要工作。
Our children will say to us, we don't need to work.
我为什么还要上学？
Why do I need to go to school?
你还有下一句吗？
Do you have any answer to that?
为什么要上学？
Why should you go to school?
所以一个我们觉得在世界上我们嘴巴都会说啊，这个世界会过去。
In this world, we may say the world will pass.
我们说都是虚空，虚空你们很会讲，对吧？
We'll say it's all vanity.
工作也是转眼又成空，对吧？
Work is also vanity.
一个这么虚空的工作。
In such a vain and useless job.
你让一个孩子。
And you want.
受教育几年。
How many years does a child need to be educated to find this useless job?
起码十八年吧。
At least 18 years, right?
还是十五年。
Or 15 years.
你让他受了十几年的学习，为了要找一份工作。
You have to train them for over a decade to find one job.
然后你说这个工作是会虚空，会转眼成空，都还要十五年去学。
And even though you may consider that this job will be useless and vain, you still need to spend almost 15 years to train for this job.
好，现在婚姻来了。
Now marriage comes along.
他说是我跟教会的关系。
It says that this is a relationship with me and the church.
耶稣说这是他跟我们的关系。
The Lord says that this is his relationship with us.
他说这是一个奥秘。
He said this is a mystery.
但是这是你永恒未来我要迎娶你的关键。
But this is the crucial point to my union with you.
重要吗？
Is this important?
刚刚那个工作你说会虚空吗？
Even in the case of a job which we think it's useless.
那这个重要吗？
Is this important?
他说这是直接我跟你的关系哦。
The Lord is saying to us, this is a direct relationship with you.
我们学几年？
How long should we train for this?
我们在婚姻之前还之后学几年？
How long should we train for our wedding, our marriage?
我说的难就难在这。
And this is the challenge.
我们为了一个会虚空的工作学十五年以上。
For a useless job, we will educate ourselves for over 15 years.
没有啦，他们 job 也是很好啦，蛮重要。
Or for good jobs.
就是会有一天你说虚空。
Or a job that we will consider vain.
对不对？好，那么那现在婚姻这么的重要。
And marriage is so important.
我们学的时间是多少
？How long do we invest to educate and train for it?
我只想丢这个问题给大家去想。
Want to share this question with us?
意思是说，我们在婚姻的路上，可能我们还是幼稚园。
Maybe in marriage, we are still at the kindergarten level.
我们可能是国小。
Or maybe we're at the elementary level.
我们可能每一个人的程度不一样。
Every person is at a different stage.
因为有的人没有学过。
Because some of us have never learned.
那有的人学了一点点，进入婚姻之后就又不要了。
Or some of us have learned a little bit, but once we enter into marriage, we forget it.
他那个里面真的有很多的问题，我们不讲。
There are so many problems within a marriage that we won't talk about.
有很多的伤痛在婚姻当中。
There are many wounds within the marriage.
那我们就想，为什么神要我经历这些？
Then we will ask God, why does He want me to go through this?
所以你就知道说，婚姻真的是一件困难的事情。
This is how we know that marriage is a very difficult task.
不是只有吃那个什么晚餐啊，亮亮的晚餐。
Marriage is not just about eating dinner together.
也不是只有去。坐在海边吹风的。
It is not just about sitting at the beach and feeling the wind.
哦，你们现在结过婚的，听到那种会去海边吹风，你都觉得他小哎。
For those of us who have been married for a while, we hear about those couples who go to the beach. Don't we think they're crazy?
对不对？啊，还没有结婚的，一定要吹风哦。
And if you haven't gotten married yet, then you should go and get some breeze.
然后他就会告诉自己，我以后的婚姻一定不会像你这样。
Then those who are married will say, "My marriage won't be like yours."
蛮好，每个人都有他的理想跟梦想。
Every person has their dream and ideals.
很奇妙的，他们在没有结婚的时候，看到一颗石头都可以讲三个小时。
It's so interesting that before one gets married, one can look at a stone or a rock and talk for 3 hours.
会在石头上留下他们的名字。
They will write their names upon the rock.
常常来看。
They will come back and look at it.
你们如果结婚十五年之后
，But if you've been married for 15 years or more，
可以再约一约去看那颗石头吗
？Do you still make it a point to go and look at that rock？
一定是还没有到的时候就说走啦，不要去了啦。
Maybe before you reach that rock, you'll be like, let's go home。
所以就又是变成很简单的生活，就那三句话。
And you return to that very simple lifestyle made up of 3 phrases。
所以婚姻带给我们的第一件事情，它是一个很大的挑战。
The first thing we learn about a marriage is that it's a great challenge.
它直接挑战我们跟神的关系。
It is challenging our relationship with the Lord.
它直接挑战我们是不是真的认识神。
It challenges us whether or not we truly know God.
从今天之后，请不要再骗自己。
From today on, we should no longer deceive ourselves.
我们如果说我认识神
，If I say I know God,
请彰显在婚姻里。
Then I must manifest it within our marriage.
如果在婚姻当中我没有办法彰显出那样的美
，But if in marriage I cannot show and display this beauty,
我们要承认的告诉自己说，我对神的认识不够。
We must acknowledge to ourselves that our knowledge of God is lacking.
这样公平吗
？Is this fair?
因为神其实要我们诚实。
Because God wants us to be honest.
神从来没有看不起我们。
God won't despise us.
他不会因为我们学的很 level 很低看不起我们，不会的。
He will not look down upon us because we have learned so little.
可是神最不喜欢我们说谎。
But God is not pleased with us lying.
所以我们从今天起要对自己诚实。
Therefore, we must be honest with ourselves.
回到家之后
，When we go home.
假如你真的还有机会
，If you still have the opportunity.
你真的觉得对方没有丑到像猪头一样
，If you don't think that the other person is terrible.
就看着他，跟他说。
Then go to your spouse and say to them,
老公,
Husband,
我觉得我还不认识神。
I believe I don't yet know God.
老婆,
Wife,
我觉得我也不认识神。
I believe I don't know God yet.
你们回去可以这样练习哦。
You can go home and practice this.
你们开始进步。
Then you will start improving.
因为诚实会吸引神。
Honesty is pleasing to the Lord.
那神会进来。
Therefore, God will come in.
你会第一次去体会到神在婚姻当中的感觉。
You will experience the feeling of having God in your marriage.
但是如果你取代，你用别的东西取代神。
But if you are using other things to replace God.
就是我已经够聪明了。
If you think for a moment that you're intelligent enough,
跟你这个不可讲道理的人生活在一起，哈哈哈，真的是你的 lucky.
And that your spouse is so lucky that you are living with them.
有没有听过？有吗？我们常常都觉得说，你是因为娶到我呢，嫁到我呢，你才那么 lucky， 有没有？
We may often say you're so lucky because you married me.
那意思就是说我比你厉害。
In other words, I'm better than you.
我更高，我比你行。你如果没有我，你早就不是像今天这个样子。
If it wasn't because of me, you wouldn't be here today.
有没有？我们取代，取代神。
We are replacing God.
我们很辛苦。
And then we will be sorrowful.
圣经道理就这么简单。
This is the simple principles within the Bible.
我讲这个其实都会不好意思。
I feel embarrassed about sharing this.
懂吗？因为我们都还在学。
Because we're all learning this together.
就是说，那个二成为一的那个过程，哇，那个好难学。
The process of two becoming one is quite difficult to learn.
每一天的祷告都要跟神说，神，我觉得我又不认识你了。
Every day when we pray, we must say that we still don't know God.
那我们可以这样子的时候，神就要进来。
But when we are honest, then God will come in.
所以婚姻其实真正帮助我们到后来的时候，是帮助我们看见自己的罪过。
Marriage helps us so that it shows us our shortcomings.
为什么呢？因为婚姻到最后后半段的时候，最难的一件事情是饶恕。
Because, the more difficult part is to show forgiveness.
饶恕大概在人类的头脑发展里面，大概是要到中年以后，也就是五十之后的事情哦。
Forgiveness only comes into play after age 50 in your middle age.
所以在五十之前，四十几之前哦，可以一直吵架哦。
Therefore, before age 50, it is, common to argue.
什么都可以吵哦。
Everything is a topic of argument.
穿的衣服也可以吵。
It could be about clothing.
窗户都可以吵。
Even the windows.
一个要开多大跟开多小都可以吵。
How big or how small the gap of the window is could be a source of argument.
对，我们不谈这些之外。
We don't talk about these.
我们要讲的是说，在婚姻当中，它发展饶恕是在人的发展头脑大脑里面，大概是中年以后的事。
Forgiveness is only developed neurologically until after middle age.
所以它刚好是在婚姻里面的，已经大概十年、二十年、三十年之后的路上。
This only happens 10, 20, or even 30 years after you've entered marriage.
那就是神要的东西。
That is what God wants.
因为神把它设计好好的摆在那边。
Because God has already designed these and set them there.
因此我们要学习。
Therefore, we must learn.
我们可能要多一些这样的彼此的学习的这些课程，去认识说，哦，神现在我们要往什么方向走。
Maybe we need more classes like this when we can learn together in which direction God is leading us.
因为一谈到饶恕的时候，就会想到自己的罪。
Because when we think about forgiveness, we will consider our own sin.
记得吗？在圣经里面，新约告诉我们说，如果你跟我跟神祷告，你没有先去饶恕你的弟兄。他也不会饶恕我们，听我们的祷告，对不对？
In the New Testament, it is recorded that if we are offering to God and we remember that we haven't forgiven someone, then God will also not forgive us.
那个其实是要讲到我们的婚姻里面去。
This can also be applicable to our marriage.
就是说到你中年之后开始想要发展人生第二个春天，努力为神工作的时候。
When we are in our middle age and we are in the second stage when we want to work more for God.
那个时候神要我们学习饶恕。
At that time, God wants us to learn forgiveness.
因为那个时候是神要我们亲自的看见内心的世界原来是有罪的。
At that time, God wants us to recognize that internally we have sin.
因为不会饶恕就是一种罪。
Because not forgiving is sinning.
那刚好在发展这件事。
That is when we are developing this.
神就让我们在婚姻里面去学。
And God allows us to learn about this within our marriage.
所以简单的说，神是让婚姻变成 是我们在追求认识他路上很重要，而且可能是唯一的一个场地。
Very simply said, God is using marriage as a setting for us to get to know Him better.
你要年纪越长，你年纪越长的时候
，When you are older，
你越说越追求到神的时候
，The more you pursue God，
你越要彰显饶恕在婚姻里面。
The more you need to manifest forgiveness within your marriage，
它才能够连上去。
It is only then that we can connect。
如果是在婚姻当中没有办法饶恕。
If there is no forgiveness within marriage,
那么就一直说我在爱神，我在为神。
And we can insist that we love God.
小心，主耶稣会跟你要哦。
We should be careful.
因为神会提醒我们。
Or we will be held accountable because the Lord will remind us.
因为神知道说我们没有诚实。
God knows that when we say that we are not being honest.
就好像我们在教小孩一样。
Just like when we are teaching our children.
我们一直说，弟弟，你为什么一直说谎？
We say to our children, why are you telling lies?
因为我们知道真实是什么。
Because we know what the truth is.
我们也抓得到你为什么一直在说谎。
We also know why you're saying lies.
一样的，到神的面前也是这样。
In the same way, this is how we are before God.
我们在神的面前都好像回转成小孩子一样。
When we are before God, we are like little children.
可是我们一直说谎。
But we continue saying lies.
说啊，主啊，我好爱你。
We'll tell the Lord, we love you so much, God.
主啊，我这一生追求你，我好认识你。
I know you so well in this life.
可是这个人，我真的没有办法跟他说话。
But this person, I can't even talk to them.
你要知道，这就是神向我们要的事。
And this is what God wants from us.
所以婚姻到后来的时候，在我们的黑板上，在我们的 projector 上面，就是它是婚姻是帮助我们去看见自己的罪。
Marriage reveals our own sin.
它让我们去面对神。
And it helps us to come face to face with God.
所以今天我们如果可以面对我们的婚姻，
Therefore, if we can face our marriage today,
我们才能够说我们其实在面对神。
Then we can say that we are facing God.
不然我们其实是拿着树叶一直盖着自己说不好意思，不好意思。
Otherwise, we are just using leaves and covering ourselves in our shame.
那为什么会不好意思，觉得有 shame 呢？
Why do we feel shame?
因为有罪。
Because we have sin.
那个罪就是因为我们说谎。
That sin is because we lie.
我们可以骗弟兄姐妹，我们的婚姻非常的美满。
We can deceive our brothers and sisters and make them think that our marriage is so beautiful.
可是我们没有办法骗神。
But there is no way that we can deceive God about our marriage.
我们也没有办法骗到我们的配偶。
We also cannot deceive our spouse.
因为配偶是神派来的。
Because our spouse comes from the Lord.
他要我们在配偶的前面来练习饶恕。
God wants us to learn how to forgive with our spouse.
来练习谦卑。
To learn how to be humble.
所以我们下午的继续的两节课会继续在这个上面来谈更实际生活的问题。
Therefore, in the two following classes, we will have more practical applications of this.
让我们都能够从真理上面，光是这一个角度去想这个问题就好了。
We just need to think from the biblical perspective.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗431首。
Hymn 431.
Thank you.
一起祷告。
Let us pray one accord.